Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. Good day to everybody. The Filthy 50s. Just one of the most beautiful and infamous or notorious or fun, whatever word you want to use, chippers in all of CrossFit. But before we get into it, if you look at how it's written today, the Filthy 50s, it says for time or not. And that's done intentionally. Once a week, we give it the option to not do the workout for time. Don't run the clock. You'll be okay. You'll survive. Fitness will be achieved. Just won't know what the time was. And we say that because, well, the clock is very important and gives us the data that we need. Having that clock run every single day, week after week, month after month, year after year, can just wear some people down and cause some stress and anxiety, and suddenly they're not enjoying walking into the gym. That's a terrible way to have a long-term view of your health and fitness. So once a week, if you want, shut that thing off. Now, if you want to run it, have at it. Go ahead. You should always feel authorized to shut the clock off, but some people won't unless we program it once a week, so we do. So today, there's that option. Last time this workout came up was on December 22nd, 2018. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, see how it went for you that day. And, oh, stand by. I cut and pasted something in the wrong area. I'm going to correct that right now. And good. Here's the workout of the day. Filthy 50s for time or not. 50 box jumps, 50 jumping pull-ups, 50 kettlebell swings, 50 steps of a walking lunge, 50 knees to elbows, 50 push press, 50 back extension, 50 wall ball shots, 50 burpees, then 50 double unders. That is a mouthful. The box jumps, 24 inches for men, 20 for women. Kettlebell swings are American, going all the way overhead, 53-pounder for men, 35 for women. Push press is done with an empty barbell, 45 for men and 35 for women. The wall ball is to a 10-foot target for men, 9 for women, 20-pound ball for men, 14 for women. And the only other thing that I'll say is the back extensions, even though it's written as back extensions, what it's intended for you to do is hip extensions. So there's a difference between back extensions and hip extensions. So I have a video showing a hip extension attached to today's training. I also have a video of all the other movements as well, but check out that hip extension video if you're unsure of what that is. If you have the capacity to just, you know, these are big chunks of work, 50 of everything, to just slow and steady make your way through this chipper, you know, this is a great one for people to get under their belt, because a lot of the movements people can do, there's a couple tripping points for sure. Box jumps, maybe you have to do step-ups. It's not pull-ups, it's jumping pull-ups. That jumping pull-ups, you don't want to control the negative really slow. You don't want to have a slow eccentric. Jump your way up. Let yourself just come right back down to locked-out elbows. Kettlebell swings, lunges, the knees to elbows could be a point where some people just don't have quite the capacity for that yet. That might require some modification or scaling. And then the double unders at the end, of course. If you don't have double unders, we'll have to change those up as well. But if you're unfamiliar with the jumping pull-up and how to properly just come back down, go ahead, you know, go to YouTube, Google CrossFit, jumping pull-up. You'll see some great videos there. But I like to set up something safely under the pull-up bar, you know, be it a box or something that's not wobbly, you're not going to trip on. That when I stand under the pull-up bar and I grab the pull-up bar, that my elbows are bent at, when I grab the pull-up bar and I extend my arms by bending my legs to see how the box height is, with my legs bent and my elbows extended, that the pull-up bar is about 8 to 10 inches above my head. And then I go ahead and use the leg drive to jump my chin up over the bar, and then I don't control the down. I don't want a slow eccentric phase of the movement there. Anyway, super fitness robot times for this. This is from data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. Men, 22 minutes and 40 seconds or less. Women, 23 minutes and 37 seconds or less. More likely time. Men, 28 minutes, 37 seconds or less. Women, 29 minutes and 17 seconds or less. Here's what I'll say. Those are still some pretty cooking times, even the more likely ones. I remember my first couple years in CrossFit, it was celebration time if I was in the 30-minute range for the Filthy 50s. And so the data from beyond the whiteboard, a lot of people have done quite well this workout, and both the more likely times for men and women are just under 30 minutes. So it might take you a bit longer than that. It's okay. We also give you the option to do it today, not for time. Scaled option. We knock down all the repetitions from 50 to 35, so you're going to get less volume there. Lowered the box height to 20 for men, 12 for women, and made them jumps or step-ups. Still have the jumping pull-up, still have the Russian kettlebell swing at the same weight, walking lunges. But then, in case the knees to elbows are a bit too challenging, my voice is going a bit, we have 35 knees to elbows or hanging knee raises or sit-ups. Kept the push press, the back extensions, which we mean hip extensions. Wall ball shot, you can lower the target height as well to maybe 9 for men, 8 for women, or whatever makes sense. We lowered the ball weight, 14 pounds for men, 10 for women. And then at the end, after the burpees, of course, wouldn't cut out the burpees. There's 35 single unders instead of double unders. And we've got videos showing all of those movements that are unique to the scaled option. Limited equipment option. They can do most things, but we got to do some changing here as well. So here's what this workout's going to look like for the limited equipment crew. They don't have a GHD, so they're not going to be able to do the hip extensions. They don't have a wall ball for the wall ball shots. They don't have a barbell for the push press. They've got their trusty dumbbells, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. They do have a pull-up bar and a jump rope, so here we go. For time or not, 50 tuck jumps, because they don't have a box, 50 jumping pull-ups, 50 dumbbell swings, 50-pounder for the men, 35 for women, 50 steps of a walking lunge, 50 knees to elbows. Then you're going to grab one dumbbell, do 25 left arm dumbbell push press, then 25 right arm dumbbell push press, 2-minute plank hold, and then grab both dumbbells, do 20 dumbbell thrusters, then 50 burpees, then 50 double unders. Wow, that sounds like a good time. People are going to like it. We've got videos showing movements that are unique to the limited equipment crew. The video showing the dumbbell push press shows the athlete with a dumbbell in each hand, but that's not necessary. That's not what we're going for. You're specifically doing one-arm dumbbell push press for the limited equipment thing, so put the other dumbbell on the ground. And the no equipment workout, for time or not, 50 tuck jumps, 50 meters of broad jumps, 50 steps of walking lunge, 50 V-ups, 50 hand release push-ups, 2-minute plank hold, 50 air squats, 50 burpees, 50 jumping jacks. That's about as close as I can get right there to that workout of the day with no gear whatsoever. Accessory work of the day, optional as always. Here's an either or to develop some overhead pressing capacity. Strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, video showing that. Or Turkish get-ups, 3 rounds of 5 to 7 with the left arm, then 5 to 7 with the right arm. You choose to load, you rest a couple minutes between rounds, and there's a video showing that. So it's an either or. And then the other part of the optional accessory work is a farmer's carry. Just 3 challenging farmer's carries with a heavy load. You really pick the distance because it depends on how heavy the object is. The heavier the object, the shorter you'll have to walk until it becomes challenging, or vice versa. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, calves and foam rolling, chest and pecs, hands behind, as well as the cobra stretch for the abs. Each of those holding a minute or two, and each of those is accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed the Filthy 50s. We've got another spicy little repeat on the docket for tomorrow.